Well, Stuart, give us your summary of that one.
Well, if you don't defend your 18-yard box, you are going to concede goals. I thought we started very brightly. We should have gone 1-0 up with Stevie May's chance. And then we allowed them to sort of dictate the tempo. We ended up didn't move the ball quick enough. Second half, I thought we totally dominated possession. But in the final third, our quality needs to improve, whether it be a cross or be a shot. And as they've shown, I think they've got two crosses in the box that's caused us problems, and they've ended up getting a 2-1 win.
You must be so disappointed with that, because it's so uncharacteristic of your side, isn't it, that type of defending?
Oh, it is, because we've built on clean sheets. But one thing you don't know, if you give a foul away, there's going to be a free ball in the box, but we haven't put a head on it. Morrison scored a goal. And then when they've scored their second one, we've got opportunities to clear it. So that's a disappointing thing. But like I say, anyway, it's an advantage having possession is if you do something with it. I thought we dominated possession. But in that final third, again, our crossing, our decision-making, was not the best.
Lack of flair, do you think, at times to pick up on that back line?
Sorry, lack of?
Lack of flair, do you think, at times to pick up on the Cardiff back line?
At the end of the day, to come to Cardiff and disappointed with the result, it just shows how far my team's come. It's a very quiet dressing room. We know that we need to play on the front foot, high-intensity football, and we'll cause any team. There was just like a 25-minute lull that we let them get into the game in the first half, and that's when they got the goal. So we've got to make sure we punish teams when we're on top, and we've just got to move the ball quicker. And like I just said there to the players, we had umpteen opportunities to get shots off and crosses in, and it was just lack of quality.
In terms of a response to Wednesday night, though, was it obviously not the result you wanted, but in terms of performance, did you see things that you wanted to see from your side today?
Yeah, at the end of the day, Westwood's come back in, Leuven's come back in, Nui's come in, and Samido's come in. But I knew I'd get a response from the other night. But the disappointing thing, like I say, is that we're going back a long journey home, and we know we should have got something out of the game. It was about getting the first goal, and we should have got the first goal, and I think we'd have built on that, because it would have probably just turned this crowd a little bit negative, because they couldn't get a result here at the moment. So we've let them off the hook.
What was the issue with Tom Lees today, not in the matchday squad?
He's got a bit of a hamstring problem. He got it against Manchester City, so we've had it scanned. I think it's a grade 2. It's just right. It's right in where the attachment of the hamstring and the buttock is. So it was a big loss for us today, because one thing you do know is when that ball comes in the box, Tom does get his head on it. So frustrating. But I thought Lewis came in and did it excellent. Two games in a short period for Lewis, so I thought he handled it very well. Because, like I said, I felt really comfortable because we're in control of the ball. Probably possession stats probably shows that we probably outnumbered on that. But it's about goals and it's about end product, and our end product wasn't good enough, and we didn't get enough goals either.
On the Tom Lees front, what sort of length layoff could that be then for him?
Well, who knows? I would imagine. It's a strange one, really, because it's not actually a hamstring. It's actually in the attachment of the buttock where his hamstring joins. So, and Tom's never had a soft tissue injury, so I think he's just overstretched in the game the other day. So fingers crossed he'll be a quick healer, because obviously we need him back.
Is it days, weeks, months?
I wouldn't know, but they're saying it's a grade 2. So, but people heal better than others. So let's hopefully it's not months. No. Hopefully it is days.
And you went with Lewis Buxton in there at centre-half. Many people might have thought you might have gone with Claude D'Elna. Talk us through your thinking to go with Buxton over D'Elna.
No, I just wanted the balance. I've lost a right-footer in the team. I just wanted to keep Glenn in his left centre-back slot. And I've seen Lewis play there when we played Forest away. So Lewis is a bit similar to the Tom Lees. He's very comfortable in possession, calm and influence. And like I say, I just felt we were in control of the ball. We could have maybe just moved that ball after a 20-25 minute period a little bit quicker, because we allowed Cardiff to get behind the ball, regroup. But then when we got into the areas where it really matters, we just didn't do enough.
You went for it at the end, though, didn't you, with Medine, Yuhu and May in that three front line?
Well, you always got to chase. If you're going to get beat, you might as well get beat 3 or 4. I just felt that, but again, we had several opportunities where we broke and got to the byline. Either our cross went into the keeper's hands, or it didn't clear the front men. So I felt for them three, because they rely service, and if you're going to have three forwards on, you're going to need the service. So probably everybody in the side let themselves down on their end product, whether it be a cross or a shot.
Does that add, I guess, to you wanting to bring loan players in? Does that add a different dimension to what you're looking for to bring in?
No, I don't think we're a million miles away. Like I said to you, that to come to Cardiff, and be disappointed. I'm just disappointed, like I say, with the end product. But on any other day, we do know that the players don't mean to pass it or cross it badly. But it's just, again, we've just got to get some consistency. Individuals have got to get consistency. We've got to put that ball between the posts. So Hattie, Stevie May and Gary Medine's got something to feed on.
Are you any closer to bringing anyone else new into the club then?
No, not at the moment. The striker we were after obviously got injured, so that's not happened. So, no, we'll just keep plugging away.
So keep ringing, I guess. Get on the phone.
Keep ringing. But at the end of the day, like I said to the players there, we play Ipswich, we've got Leeds. We've got to bounce back. We've got to make sure we bounce back because it's an unusual feeling, this back-to-back defeats that we've had. We know we should have got some out of the game today. We shouldn't have got beat.
And it'll test the mentality, won't it, of the players now bouncing back, like you say?
Yeah, yeah. The challenge is for them on Tuesday. The good thing is, in this league, there's always another game and they come round quickly. And luckily, we've got one at Ipswich, against Ipswich at home on Tuesday. They're going well, so it won't be an easy game. But one thing I do require from the players is 100%. I can't fault the effort they've put in today. It was just decision-making in the final third.